extraordinary life of Francis McCumber, starring Mr. James Stewart.
Harvey, Mr. McCumber?
No more, thank you, Wilson.
McCumber?
No.
Ah, that leaves me, and I will.
You have a remarkably steady hand for a man who didn't get much sleep.
I don't see why you say that. I slept very well.
My wife didn't. She was out until 3 o'clock, breathing.
Oh.
But just she told me when she came in.
My husband doesn't approve of my being out in the night air. He's afraid of the night air just as much as he's afraid of lying. So we'll say no more about either one, shall we, darling?
You can always put the knife in a little deeper, can't
you? Francis, whatever are you talking about? Can you still find any buffalo this morning, Wilson?
No, you can't, Robert. Look, it'll be a pretty rough trip, steering around chuck holes, bouncing over hummocks. Why don't you stay in camp?
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I think you'd better order her to stay, McCumber.
Well, the circumstance is, why don't you order her?
Oh, let's not have any ordering or any feeling, Francis.
Or better still, maybe you'd both like to stay in camp together and let me go out and hunt buffalo.
I wouldn't talk rot, McCumber.
I'm not talking rot, I'm disgusted.
Bad word, disgusted. Well, if we're going to hunt this morning, I'll go and see about the gun.
Darling.
Shut up.
If you make a scene, I'll leave you.
No, you won't.
Try it and see.
You think I'll stand for anything, don't you?
Why, of course you will, Chief.
I hate that red-faced swine. I loathe the sight of him.
He really is very nice.
Oh, shut up. Shut up!
Darling, won't you please try to remember the next boy I understand in English? Now come along. Mr. Wilson is waiting for us.
The place I had in mind. The swamp over that way where the buffalo hose stays at night. They come here to feed. I thought maybe we'd get a shot at the strike. Oh, what's that over there, Wilson? That big cow is here. That's an eland we had once last night for dinner. Did you see the Francis? Yes. Oh, then they're not dangerous, are they? Only if they fall on you. I'm so glad. Hey, hey, I was right. There's the buffalo. Three old bulls. They're here. They're starting to run.
Cut them off before they get to the swamp. What about the bears?
They'll catch up with us. Hang on.
Wilson, look out. The swamp is out.
I know my driving, Miss McCormick.
They're coming up on them. The range isn't over 100 yards. I'm tying this up.
Not from the car, you fool. Hold on. All right. All right, come on. Come on, hit the dirt. I'll take the big fella. Get your shot forward into the shoulder. Come on, come on, come on, shoot. Nice shooting, McCombie. Two down.
Shall I try for the third?
No, no, he's out of range. Come on, jump in the car. We'll chase him.
How many times did you chase?
You got the first four yourself. I helped you finish off the other. Afraid you might get him into cover. You had him killed, all right? I'll just mop him up. All right. Let's see you get this one. He's a broadside, so take him in the neck just behind the ear. Hurry along now. He's heading for the bush. Come on. Good enough. That does it, McCombie.
You know, I feel good.
Well, you should. I never saw a brother shooting.
I feel like a drink.
You deserve one. Come on, I've got a flash in the car.
Well, how did you like it, Michael?
You were marvelous, darling. What a ride.
Yeah, it was a little rough, wasn't it?
It's frightful.
Well, maybe you need a drink, too. You have to drink out of the flash.
No, I have a dreadful headache.
Tonda?
Thanks. Well, here's to the buffalo.
I didn't know you were allowed to chase them because...
Well, we wouldn't ordinarily. It seemed sporting enough to me, though, while we were doing it. Taking the chance of racing across a plain full of holes, the buffalo could have charged us any time we shot. It's illegal, if that's what you mean.
What would they happen if they heard about it in my Nairobi?
I'd lose my life and be out of business.
Really?
Yes, yes. Well, now she has something on you. Yes, thanks.
You have such a pretty way of putting things, Francis.
Well, here comes one of the gun guys. Doesn't look too happy. Excuse me, I'll see what he wants.
Look, those silly chaps are standing there with a pretty smile on their face.
You can say anything you like, Margo, but you can't spoil this for me. I feel absolutely different, like a baron that bursts inside of me.
I don't think I'll ever be afraid of anything or anyone again. What's up, Wilson?
Bad luck. That first four buff wasn't dead. Got him in one end of the truck.
Well, what do we do now?
We're going after him and finish him off. Get in the car. We'll drive up. Thanks, all the boots dead. We just have to make sure.
You know, Wilson, I'd like to try for another line. I'm not afraid of him now. After all, what can they do to him?
That's right. That's it.
Worst one can do, too.
How did that bit of Shakespeare go? Even remember. By my cross, I cannot. A man can die at once, nothing like that.
That's what he's got with
us. You're talking rot, Jack.
Am I?
What's the biggest house in Buffalo you talk over here?
Word, Margo?
You've got an awfully strange office.
You know I have. I really have.
Is it part of me?
Not for me. Not too late for a lot of things I've always wanted to do but never had the nerve.
I hate you when you talk like that. I loathe you.
I don't care, Margo. You hear?
I don't care at all.
Now, here's where the buff went in. You better take that Springfield and leave the man liquor here in the car.
All right? Let's go, Wilson.
Here's the blood score. Now, remember, a buff comes with his head high. So you shoot right into the nose.
I see.
The only other shot into the shoulder. And don't try anything fancy.
What is it? Right ahead.
Yeah, right. Plenty of fight in him, too.
He's gonna fire.
Hold your ground. I'll move out for the shoulder shot. There he comes. Aim for the nose. Aim for the nose, Macomber.
You got him. Nice shooting, Macomber.
Daddy! 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 Oh, God, I was trying to save him. I shot at the buffalo. I thought he was going to kill him. I ran for the buffalo wing. Daddy! Daddy!
Not much use in talking to a man who's been shot on the back with a man with a rifle. Macomber. Better give me that gun.
I saw the buffalo. I saw the same Francis. You know that, don't you?
Yes. They're pretty shooting, Mr. Carver. For an amateur. You know something? He would have left you, too.
Stop it.
Of course it was an accident, I know that.
Stop it.
Don't worry. There's a certain amount of unpleasantness, but I'll take some photographs for the inquest. And the testimony of the gun girls will be perfectly all right.
Stop it!
I'll have to send a truck over to the lake to wireless a plane. Take the three of us back to Nairobi. Why didn't you poison him? That's the way they do it in England.
Stop it!
I'm through now. I'm just a little angry. I began to like your hope.
Oh, please. Stop it. Please. Please stop.
Oh, that's better. Please, you're so much better, Mrs. Macomber. Yes, now I'll stop.
Mr. Seward will return in a moment to tell us about next week's program. Now here is James Stewart.
I'd just like to say my thanks to our cast, Buddy Lou Gerson, who played Margot, Ted Osborne, and Francis. They were wonderful. Next week, one of the Prudential family will be here to do a memorable play, The Night Must Fall, so don't miss it. The star will be Kirk Douglas. Thank you, and good afternoon.
James Stewart is currently being seen in the MGM picture The Stratton Story. Today's story was adapted by Charles Caswell. Music arrangement conducted by Carmen Dragon. Don't forget, next Sunday our star will be Kirk Douglas. And so until next week, this is Frank Ross saying good afternoon for the Prudential Family Hour of Stars. Dana Andrews, Kirk Douglas, Eileen Dunn, James Stewart, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young. And for the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.